Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We welcome you. Well, it's Friday. It is the weekend, February 17th, and it's 7:35 a.m. And as always, we like to remind you about those school zones. Well, they're rolling. School buses are rolling. Kids are rolling in, getting ready for the long Mardi Gras weekend. So please be mindful. Make sure that you give yourself enough time to slow down for school buses and school stops, crossing zones. Please be careful. It is just such an important, important message every single morning. We want you to be mindful about our kids traveling into school and make sure that you give yourself enough time. Well, guys, I can't tell you how super, super excited we are about this morning. This has been a much awaited morning for us. We have been telling you for weeks about Dr. Maya Angelou and her visit to On Point Talk. So we're super excited about it as we celebrate Black History Month. Well, it's a time where we recognize the extra extraordinary achievements of African Americans and the critical roles that they played in shaping America's history. The month of February marks a time when Americans reflect on the rich history and contributions made by African Americans, which added to the identity and the culture of our nation. And this morning, we're going to be celebrating the rich legacy of one woman, Dr. Maya Angelou. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to the poet and to all that she is and all that we know that she will become. We're going to take a quick break here. Stay on point. We're back after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Prophetess Juanita Bynum.
So, Dr. Bynum, how do people get past the condemnation, the guilt and shame to move into their destiny?
Well, first of all, there is no power to anybody's life until you have experienced failure, because it is the teacher.
Mm.
What you fail at becomes the teacher, and it empowers you to become the individual that has been empowered to now help and help steer the next sister or the next brother. Mm-hmm. And the one thing you have to, you know, remember about being embarrassed or being ashamed or whatever, the greatest shame is staying in the pit.
Mm.
Shame is not coming out. Power of breaking the shame is to say, I once was dumb, but I'm now not.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Carol Kinder at Pathway Advisors. Listen, if you have not been on a great financial path and you're finding that money is going through your hands like water, well, you may need a financial advisor, one who can help you to figure it out and help you to get on the best financial path for your future. Well, that's Carol Kinder, and you can phone her at 318-448-8600. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And of course, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is there to serve you. When you're in Bunkie, you can visit him on Shirley Road. And if you're in Avoyelles Parish, simply phone 318-346-6695. Y'all, I tell you, you know, when you have waited for something for years and years and years, you don't even have the words to quantify what this moment feels like. Well, I'm going to just try. This is an amazing moment, not only for the OPT network, but hopefully for all of you listening to be joined by such greatness. And so I'm going to do my best to get through this morning. But you know what? You need to call somebody up and let them know that this is a momentous moment for Central Louisiana to be joined by such greatness. Dr. Maya Angelou has blessed the world with her words of wisdom and hope as a poet, best-selling author, playwright, educator, civil rights activist. She's a Renaissance woman, and she is hailed as a global Renaissance woman. She's celebrated as a poet, a memoirist, a novelist, an educator, a dramatist, a producer, actress, historian, filmmaker, and civil rights activist. Dr. Angelou has authored more than 30 books and earned 3 Grammys for the spoken word. And most recently, she was honored by BET with the Literary Arts Award presented to her by none other than the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. It is with great honor and reverence and unspeakable gratitude that we welcome Dr. Maya Angelou to On Point Talk.
Thank you for telling me that. My friends of mine in Atlanta just called me. They're calling me from the Y, down there, and the team room is called the Maya Angelou Y, Maya Angelou team room. And these are preteens, and my friend who's ahead of us said, please speak to these children. I started to speak, and she said, oh, one is crying. And the other said, no, she's crying, and I'm crying. And a group of these 8 or 10-year-olds started to cry.
Oh.
And then they did, and still I rise.
Wow. I tell you, this morning in my prayer time, I felt weepy, but I felt weepy in a rejoiceful way.
Thank you.
And I'll
Thank
share this with you before we start, because I don't want to cry.
Oh, no, I understand. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Because when you cry like that, it's with gratitude.
That
prayer goes to straight to God, I'm sure.
And then
we're all better. I'm better for it, and so are you. And everybody around you is increased because you have not just that feeling, the sensitivity, but you also have the courage to cry.
Right.
Sometimes people don't cry because they have no courage.
And that encompasses exactly what I wanted to say.
Thank you.
I am crying in gratitude and reverence. And, you know, I love what you have said about humanness.
Yes.
I'm not crying because I feel that you're more human than I, but I'm crying because this is a prayer that has come into fruition. And God showed me many, many years ago that I would be having this conversation with you, and to have that happen at this moment, at this time. I am seeing the full manifestation of God's word, and for that I am so grateful.
Thank you so much. Thank you for saying that. What questions will you ask that I can answer fully?
First of all, I want to talk about you being the mirror of possibility and being that 7 or 8-year-old girl that was muted, and being able to have the courage to write Why the Caged Bird Sings. I want to talk about how that happened for you.
All right. When I was asked to write the first autobiography, I said no. But the editor, who later became my editor and has been for 40 years, spoke to James Baldwin, who was my brother friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that James Baldwin told him, if you want Maya Angelou to do something, tell her she can't do it. And, I mean, you know, I'd like to think that people can't just push a button and I'll jump. But he pushed that button and I said, yes, I will. The editor said, well, Miss Angelou, it's just as well that you don't try to write your autobiography, because it's almost impossible to write autobiography as literature. I said, well, I think I'll try then. And that was 40 years ago. And it's about its 50th edition.
Wow. And so as I read your work and I read what your mother, I believe, ultimately prophesied over your life, the greatness that she believed was in you. Talk about the history and what it has taken to write and to be all that you are and even all that you will ultimately become.
That's it. Well, my grand after I was raped when I was 7 and a half and in St. Louis with my mother's people, and I told the name of the rapist, to my brother. The man was put in jail for one day and one night and released. And about 3 or 4 days later, the big white policeman came to my mother's house and told her in front of me that the man had been found dead, and it seemed he was kicked to death.
Wow.
I heard that, and I thought my voice had killed a man.
Wow.
So I stopped speaking utterly to everyone except my brother. I knew somehow that if I spoke to him, it wouldn't hurt him because I loved him so much and he loved me so much. But I thought my voice could kill people and might just go out the door and out the keyhole and kill the lady in the green dress or the man in the brown shoes and just kill people. So it was safer for me not to speak. My mother's people sent me back to my grandmother, my father's mother, mm-hmm. who was raising me at the time. And Mama, you know, this is into a little town in Arkansas, mm-hmm. about the size of your living room, a little bit bigger than, including my porch.
Wow.
And in the South at that time, in the 30s and 40s, when I was growing up, there was a saying that children should speak when they're spoken to and come when they're called. And people would tell my grandmother, who was a strict Christian and a strict adult to children, they'd say, do you know Sister Henderson? I spoke to your little grandbaby and she didn't even open her mouth.
Mm.
My grandmother would say, yes, I understand that, but when she and the good Lord get ready, she's going to be a teacher.
Mm.
She's going to teach all over this world. She used to tell me that all the time. And I used to think, this poor woman, doesn't she know I will never speak? And now I have 60 doctorates, honorary doctorates. And I have taught and do teach all over the world.
Mm.
What liberated me was my grandmother's faith,
mm-hmm.
that the love of Christ would set me free. She believed it. She had that faith. I don't mean she believed it. She knew
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't worry that year after year I wouldn't speak, year after year. But finally, when I did speak, she wasn't surprised.
Mm.
I didn't speak until I was about 13. And she wasn't surprised. She praised God. She'd walk around the house singing, humming and singing and thanking God mm-hmm. for it. But it didn't surprise her. And I tell you, that is, I think if I have one thing to say this morning, it is the necessity to have the courage to have faith.
Mm.
And faith is the substance of things not seen, as we know. And so to know that God is in his heaven and all's well with the world, to know that in the face of wars and rumors of wars, in the face of random shootings and random killings and abuse of children and abuse of alcohol and drugs and all these things, and to stay firm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a child of God, and I intend to live a life as a Christian, even if my name isn't Christian.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all, we've got to take a break here. This absolutely takes my breath away. If you're not on point, you better get on point this morning and call someone. Dr. Maya Angelou. We're back right after this. On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is the On Point Talk playback. Monique, Oscar, and Golden Globe Award winner, international talk show host.
Monique, it's amazing to know that every time we see the Monique Show and those doors open, that you're the first African-American woman to host a late-night TV talk show. Talk about that.
I am having the time of my life. Every night when that elevator door opens up, baby, the little girl in me want to just run out of there.
Really?
It is everything that I thought it would be, and then it slips into things that I couldn't have even imagined.
Hi, I'm Stormy Omardian, author of the Power of Praying series, and I've been on Point Radio with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network, with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network, and this segment is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams, Capital One Bank, What's in Your Wallet, and also Brian Kubereau and Associates. If you're in need of an attorney, phone for a free consultation by phoning 318-253-0900. Also, our friends at LACVT, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinlaw one heartbeat at a time. The number to phone for those screenings and for any information is 318-442-0106. Well, if you're just joining the OPT this morning, we are joined by a phenomenal woman, in a word, Dr. Maya Angelou. And at this moment, we invite all of you to share in the history and the richness of all that is Dr. Maya Angelou's life. Dr. Angelou, do you remember that moment at 13 years old when you finally did speak and why you spoke?
Yes. There was a lady in my town, Mrs. Flowers, a black lady who just was everything to me. I mean, everything that my grandmother wasn't. I adored my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Not only loved her, but I liked her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd follow her. And anything she did, I tried to imitate it. And people say, Sister Henderson, I see you got your shadow with you. My grandmother would say, yes, ma'am, I guess she is. So if I sit down, she sits down. If I go, she goes. I guess she is my shadow. But this other woman, Mrs. Flowers, was very educated. And she took me to the school. It was an all-black school, naturally. And she took me to the library in the school. And she said, now, Maya, I want you to read from C.L. over here to F.R. and write some notes about it and tell me about it. And this was, I was 8 or 9 years old. So I ended up reading every book in the black library. It wasn't that many. But, and most of them were thrown away by the white school.
Mm-hmm.
And Mrs. Christian, I know that I don't suppose they do this anymore, but the children, black children in that town, would make the backs of the books because the books, sometimes the backs would be torn off and used up. And so they would take shingles and cut the shingle the same size as the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
They take some cotton, just regular cotton, and put it over that shingle, and then take some remnants of cloth and sew that over the cotton. So then they take the back and put knitting yarn
mm-hmm.
through some holes, and there would be the book, and it was so beautiful, you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful that would be.
Mm-hmm.
So Mrs. Flowers encouraged me to read. And I had a little tablet, like a nickel tablet.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother took a pencil and a pocket knife, and she'd cut a groove in a pencil, then tie a string into one end of the groove and put that end around the pencil, and the other end of the string would be tied to a belt at my waist. Mm-hmm. And so I always had this little tablet to write in.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Flowers would bring me to her house, and she would make tea cookies, and she'd talk to me, and she'd read to me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, that was so good.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the only thing Mama read, but that was the Bible, mm-hmm. and that seemed to me to be work. But anyway, after about 3 years, or maybe four, Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. And she would ask me questions, and I used to just write it on the tablet.
Hmm.
She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. I wrote on my tablet, yes, ma'am. And I handed her the tablet. She wouldn't even take it.
Hmm.
She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth. Out of your lips, you will never love poetry. Well, I thought she was taking my dearest friend. I ran out of her house. I ran to my house, to my grandmother's store.
Mm-hmm.
And she came there, and she pointed at me. I mean, you know, that's not courteous. And, I mean, we even have a saying, don't put your finger in my face.
Exactly.
She pointed at me right in front of my grandmother. And shook her finger at me. She said, you will never love it until you speak it.
Mm.
She harassed me for months, maybe a year. And finally, I went under the house, and the house was on stilts,
mm-hmm.
under the house where chickens would be under there, and that dirt was so soft as powder.
Mm.
And I tried to speak. And I had left my voice. My voice hadn't left me.
Hmm.
So I tried with a poem of Paul Laurence Dunbar. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then.
Wow.
I seem to have been speaking everywhere. One of the things I did, and I encourage students to do, I learned to keep quiet.
Hmm.
If you're silent, if you know when to be silent, you flatter people. They think, well, she's really listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a blessing right there. Also, you get to hear more than you might ordinarily hear because you really are silent. I speak a number of languages, and I think the reason I know people say I have a facility. I don't know what that is. But I do know I listen.
Mm-hmm.
And if people speak a certain way, I just imitate them until I get it.
Wow. What was that moment like when you first opened
up? I went to my brother and told him that I could talk. And he didn't believe me. He said, come in the house. He said, tell grandmother. And I said, Mama, I can talk like everybody else. She started praying, thank God. Yeah, and my Uncle Willie prayed. Thank you very much. I'd actually forgotten that.
Wow. Mm. That is so amazing. And you know, Dr. Angelou, as I was praying about this moment and about this time, what I realized is this, is that the enemy tried to steal your voice.
Yes.
Because of the greatness that he knew that lay within.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
What would have happened if you would have never found your voice?
No, I can't even imagine it. I think that the Lord has plans for all of us. Greater ideas, greater plans for us than we can even imagine.
We're going to take a quick break here. On the heels of our seats, my goodness. More Dr. Maya Angelou after this. You're on point.
Williams Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSearch RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. You can phone them at 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Also, Aggressive Health Solutions. They specialize in all sorts of specialty medical equipment. For more information, simply phone 318-445-4733. Get wired satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more. You can phone Jeremy at 318-767-2220. And of course, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. It's Friday, y'all, and if you're just joining the OPT network, we are more than privileged. I don't even have another superlative, I think, to add to tell you about how warm and full our hearts are to be joined by Dr. Maya Angelou, one of the greatest poets of all time. And with that said, Dr. Maya Angelou, And so when you look at history, Dr. Angelou, and you look at the unfairness, and you look at where we've come from,
yes,
and where we are, what are your thoughts about that?
I'm just amazed, Miss Christmas. I'm grateful to God. I can't even imagine anything greater than to have been born in the 20th century, an African-American, and a woman at that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it could be greater. First, because I'm so needed mm-hmm. in my community.
Mm-hmm.
I am so needed. You see, I feel a sympathy for white women in particular, because quite often they are told by their husbands, their sons, their nephews, their brothers, that they are not really needed.
Wow.
That people are told, they are told, I can keep my ships on the seas without you. I can run my factories without you. I can keep my universities open without you. I can use you for fashion. But I don't really need you. Well, African-American women have never been told that.
Hmm.
In fact, sometimes men get angry because they do need us. So. You see?
I do. I do see.
So what I'm needed for, and I'm welcome when I go to work and feed the children, when I go to school and teach the children, when I go to church and praise God, I am needed.
Mm-hmm. And what does that feel like to be it, so needed?
I'm just grateful. I walk around in a state of genuflection. I'm almost always kneeling, thanking God
mm-hmm.
for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know the work is there. I know that, but I see how far we've come.
Absolutely.
And we live such short lives. It's never quite long enough to see for some people. They want to see remarkable change in their lifetime. Well, we have seen it. I have seen it from the Montgomery bus boycott.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen it with the lives and the teaching of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Fannie Lou Hamer and Medgar Evers. We have seen it with our own eyes. At a time when black people were not allowed to vote, and to the time when we see a black family in the White House. Okay, so racial prejudice does exist. Still is alive and very unwell in our world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but look where we've come from.
Absolutely.
In the history of human beings, there is no story of a people enslaved who in 150 years or less had their own universities and colleges and insurance companies and mom-and-pop stores and people winning awards and winning beauty contests and a national magazine like Ebony
mm-hmm.
and like Jet and Sepia and Essence
mm-hmm.
and all that. No, it's amazing.
Now, what do you think that Dr. King would think and say about the
I won't do that. He was so remarkable and so innovative, what he would think. I'm sure that there'd be gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
He anticipated that.
Mm-hmm.
But then our people did, you see. Even enslaved, walking around with their feet enchained and those braces on their necks, which kept them from turning their heads all the way to the left and all the way to the right, chains on their arms and getting up before sunrise and in the fields until after the sun had set. These people dared to dream. We even wrote, by and by, I'm going to lay down this heavy load. Mm. Amazing.
Mm.
Amazing.
Dr. Angelou, what was it like for you almost 4 years ago? When you saw the inauguration of President Obama?
It was amazing. I just thanked God so. I had supported Hillary Clinton because when she was the governor's wife in Arkansas, she had worked so diligently to improve the condition of the prisons. And the majority of the people in prison were black men.
Mm-hmm.
I really respected her for that,
mm-hmm.
and said so. And then when she came to Washington as the wife of the president, she so told the journalists, if you want somebody who's coming to tell you how to bake cookies, you don't want me.
Right.
But I came in, I'm a part of this campaign, and I'm a part of the presidency. And I liked her so much because she's a mm-hmm. woman, not just an old female. So I told her then, if you ever get into politics, I've got your back. So, and I make a good friend, so I had her back. And I, of course, had no anticipation that Obama would come along those years, but I had given her my word.
Mm-hmm.
So the Democrats, some people would call me and say, why don't you step down from Hillary Clinton and back Barack Obama? I said, because I gave my word.
Mm-hmm.
She's a woman, and oh, no, I can't do that. But when she steps down, I would go to the Obama camp.
Wow.
And when she stepped down, she thanked me, and she stepped down, and I called the camp and said, make use of me. And so I became, I guess I did 50 or more telephone interviews and all that around the country for President Obama.
Well, we're going to take a break here. I'm going to tell you, we're sitting at the feet of history and a historian. We're going to go just a little bit deeper. Right after this, you're on point, and we're back in a moment. Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
At the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sprayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Sprayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the official OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture, 25,000 square feet of merchandise, and a local warehouse. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive, or you can phone 318-448-8090. We want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa listens, she cares, but most importantly, she helps you to save. Phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Williams Tax and Financial Services, making this segment sponsored. Possible. Hank and Jean Williams sponsor the OPT network, and we appreciate their support. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Y'all, I am in bits. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts. The number to phone is 318-445-4582. And of course, our great friends at Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, all you got to do is log on to their website at hicksonhasit.com. Well, let me just give you a little bit more information about Dr. Maya Angelou that you may not know. She served on two presidential committees, and she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Arts in 2000, the Lincoln Medal in 2008, and she's received three, not one, not two, but three Grammy Awards for the spoken word. President Clinton requested that she compose a poem to read at his inauguration in 1993. But most recently, BET has awarded you with the Literary Arts Award, and that was given to you by Mrs. Obama.
That's true.
Talk about that moment.
Well, I knew I was receiving the award, so I was sitting, waiting, and the host said, and Miss Dr. Maya Angelou, I started to get up, and my assistant, who is also a daughter to me, said, no, ma'am, not yet, doctor. And out on the stage came Mr. Cicely Tyson, Queen Latifah, Miss Jill Scott, and little Miss Willow Smith,
mm-hmm.
Will and Jada Smith's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out and they did my poetry. They recited various poems of mine. And then they kind of finished, and Cicely Tyson came to the edge of the stage, to the lip of the stage, and she looked straight at me, and we've known each other 50 years. Mm-hmm. She said, "And now, my sister, I'm pleased to be here. We've tried these stage boards for 5 decades or thereabouts, and I'm here to introduce the person who will introduce you." And it gives me great honor to introduce our First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama. I tell you, I didn't know what to say. I got up and she embraced me. And well, before that, she talked for about 10 or 15 minutes on my work and the impact it had had on her and her husband over the past 20 years. A great honor. But let me tell you another story about Mrs. Obama.
Please.
And it's just one that I know you'll enjoy knowing, and if you can use it anywhere. When Dr. Height died, I went to Washington. She was ceremony for her was at the cathedral, the National Cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
I went there, and people who were there to speak got up and walked up to the platform and spoke. I was sitting in a wheelchair, and so I couldn't get up there, but I was wheeled up in front of and turned around to face the audience, and one of the people put a standing mic in front of the chair and pushed it down to my height, and I spoke. And when I finished, my assistant and my driver came in and took me around the back way and took me out and back to my bus. I immediately wrote a letter to Mrs. Obama saying that her husband, his speech had been wonderful and to the point, and that she had looked particularly good. I said, "But I know that I committed a social gaffe. I know that when the president is occupying a room, no one leaves until the president and his party leaves. However, I am a patient of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and I'm not supposed to be without oxygen more than 2 hours."
Mm-hmm.
"And I had been over 2 hours in the cathedral. So when I finished, I had to be taken immediately to my bus where I could have some oxygen. And please explain that to President Obama. I'm sorry for this."
Mm-hmm.
"I didn't mean to insult." So I received a letter from her. Now, Mrs. Christmas, I would have been satisfied with a note from her office saying that Mrs. Obama received my message. Rather, I received a letter in her own handwriting.
Wow.
Not dictated. And she said there was no need for the thank you for the letter and the explanation, but they knew my condition. And she said the only regret she had was she didn't come over and hug my neck.
Wow.
Now, that's the First Lady of the land. For her to take the time when you know mm-hmm. every minute of her time
mm-hmm.
is asked for.
Absolutely.
And to take the time to sit down and compose a letter, which is no small matter.
Absolutely.
And then write it. It's just a mark of grace.
And you are the mark, Dr. Angela, of grace. And I think that your grace perpetuates grace in all of those that you touch, whether near or far.
Thank you so much.
Y'all, we've got to take another quick break here. But when we come back to the OPT Network, we're going to ask Dr. Angelo if she'll recite something for us. It's something that you don't want to miss. What an amazing time. Let's get a quick break here. But we're back right after this.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
As a service to those about to try McDonald's new Chicken McBites, we offer proper popping procedure. With thumb and forefinger, grasp the poppable pieces of juicy premium chicken breast seasoned to homestyle perfection. Position directly in front of open mouth. Then pop, smile, repeat. And now, get snack-sized Chicken McBites for just $1.99. Don't wait, though. Chicken McBites are here only for a limited time. The simple joy of poppable perfection. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Call It Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk. This segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills. That's ATS. They're changing lives through programs. And for more information, you can go to their website and log on to www.aaptss.com or simply phone 337-214-0428. Of course, McDonald's of Alexandria and Tobacco Free Living. We're so glad that now Alexandria, Central Louisiana, Alexandria has been the leader in smoke-free clean air. If you're just joining the show, of course, we have spent our morning with Dr. Maya Angelou, the great author, poet, activist, writer, dramatist, memoirist. And we are so grateful for the time that she has given us. But before we let her go, we're going to ask that she do one last thing for us and for you. And I just want to ask you one last question. Ask you if you will give us just a little bit of the mask.
This is a poem by Pauline Dunbar.
Yes.
You mean that poem?
Yes.
I use this poem with a poem I wrote for black women. One in particular who represents all of us who work in kitchens and smile when they're not tickled and scratch when they don't itch. And I close it with another poem for old black men who laugh and else, are you right? I sure must be slow. I must be stupid. So they could make enough money so they could go home and send somebody to Fisk or Tuskegee mm-hmm. or Howard or FAMU. So I use Mr. Dunbar's poem in the center. The first poem, when I think about myself, I almost laugh myself to death. My life has been one great big joke, a dancer's walk, a song that spoke. I laugh so hard, I nearly choke when I think about myself. 70 years in these folks' world, the child I works for calls me girl. And I say, yes, ma'am, for working's sake, I'm too proud to bend, too poor to break. So I laugh until my stomach ache when I think about myself. My folks can make me split my side. I laugh so hard, I nearly died. The tales they tell sound just like lying. They grow the fruit, but eat the rind. I laugh until I start to cry when I think about myself and my folks and the little children. But we wear the mask that grins and lies. It shades our cheeks and hides our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile with torn and bleeding hearts. We smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? May let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but oh my God, to thee our tortured souls arise. We sing, but oh, the clay is vile beneath our feet and long the mile. But let the world think otherwise. We wear the mask. My fathers sit on benches. Their flesh count every plank. The slats leave dents of darkness deep in their withered flank, and they nod like broken candles, all waxed and burnt profound. They say, but sugar, it was our understanding, and that made your world go round. They laugh to shield their crying. They shuffle through their dreams. They step and fetch the country and wrote the blues in screams. I understand their meaning. It could and did derive from living on the ledge of death.
they kept my race alive by wearing the mask. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Angelou.
Thank you, Mrs.
Thank you for allowing us to sit at your feet for this time.
Thank you.
Moment.
And please, thanks to your husband. He has a wonderful voice.
Thank you so much. And may God continue to bless you with
and
good health.
And the same to you and yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye now. Dr. Maya Angelou, would you please stand by for us for just a minute? David and I want to just have a word with you before you go.
Yes.
Well, it doesn't get any better than that. I don't know about you, but my emotion has been so high this entire time, this entire interview. We just can't thank Dr. Angelou enough for giving so much of her time. She didn't have to do it. And it's not for us, it's for you. It's for all of us, for the OPT Network. It is about bringing people together. It is about Black history, but it's about history that pertains to each of us. It's not about Black or white. It's about humanity. And it's about having a humanitarian come in and share just a portion of her life, her legacy, and her work with us. Dr. Maya Angelou, the honor and gratitude that we feel at this moment is unspeakable. We thank you a million times for your grace. And most of all, for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams?
First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, this is Leslie Harless, Vice President and Marketing Director of First Federal Bank of Louisiana, and I've been on point with Harlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, Executive Director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlette Christmas.
Hello to the best radio listening audience in the world. I'm Glenda Stock, CEO of McDonald's, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Harlette Christmas.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Tonja's Professional Tax Service. If you're in Bunkie, all you've got to do is go by 100 Evergreen Street, but if you're in a Voiles Parish, simply phone 318-346-6788. And of course, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunkie. You can phone them at 318-346-2540. And Opelousas, phone 337-942-9939. Y'all, I don't know about you, but I have been trying during the break to simply breathe and calm down. I am so overcome with gratitude. And I tell you what, Dr. Angelou's words and her actions, well, they continue to stir our souls. And hopefully you got energized. And hopefully your mind was liberated. And maybe even your heart was healed. And the reason why I'm so overcome and couldn't hardly get my foot out of my mouth is because of the manifestation that I talked about at the top of the show. And we do this show every single day. And if you don't get the word possibility, maybe today you'll get that. To all my sister friends that I read your emails and I read your text messages, and you're talking about those gifts and those things that God has placed within you that you procrastinate or you are overtaken by fear and you never take the chance. And she talked about what a necessity faith is. And when we were preparing for this interview, I kept getting possibility, possibility. What if her voice would have never been found by her? What if she would have never found that voice? We wouldn't be sitting here having these conversations. We wouldn't be sitting here talking about the greatness that has been Dr. Maya Angelou's life. And as I talk about your possibility, believe me, I am encouraging us in what we do and our possibility. And when we tell you that you can have what you say, they're not just words. We have been speaking this interview into existence for years, even when we couldn't even figure out who to call or who to write. We just begin to speak it, and we begin to believe it. And today, we sit here and share the manifestation with you. It's possible. All you've got to do is start saying what you want to have. It's God in the universe's, it's the law. It can't fail you, don't you see? Don't you see how powerful, and maybe you don't see. Do you see, maybe people don't see how powerful this moment is for us. Because it's one of those many things that's on our list that we can actually cross off. And the vision is now speaking back. And we have made another great friend and another great connection for the OPT Network and for you. We now call Dr. Maya Angelou our sister friend, our mother friend. And we are saying to you this Friday morning, be encouraged and start to say what you want to have. Instead of what it looks like, instead of what you see, begin to declare the things that you are believing, those things that God spoke into your spirit. It doesn't matter what anybody says. Do you know how many people said that'll never happen? How are you going to do that? Why is she going to come to the OPT Network? Well, I don't know. God said so. He said it, and we believed it, and we just kept speaking it until today we see the great manifestation of sitting at one of the great poets of all time, of sitting at her feet. And I feel like I just have been on the edge of my seat. And all I wanted to do was just listen. And we found out today, and we didn't know, that Dr. Angelou has COPD. So she spent way more time with us than what we had agreed upon. And for that, we're grateful. And we're grateful to you. If you don't remember one thing that we've said today or that has gone forth today, I hope that you will start to speak your destiny and that you will start to bring people around you who believe what God put in you, and you'll begin to say what you want to have. Not say what you have, but say what you want to have, and say what God is saying about you, because that's what we're doing and that's what we're encouraging you to do. Y'all, we're so out of time. You know what I realized, and I'm going to say it again for myself, it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect, and I wasn't perfect, and I'm not perfect. But what we have done and what we do every single morning comes from the depths of our heart. And we hope and we know. I feel your quiet. I know that you have enjoyed this moment as well. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Be good to yourself and be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend, and we will see you right back here on Monday.
Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation
at a time.